بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on in our study to the book عمدة الأحكام. The following hadith is hadith number 283 narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah. May Allah be pleased with him and with his father. And who would read this for us? Brother.
Narrator Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a verdict regarding shufa in every undivided property. But if the limits are defined or distinguished and the ways and streets are fixed, then there is no shufa.
Okay, this hadith is about shufa. And what is the meaning of shufa? Shufa is the right to take a partner's portion by force when he is selling it with the price that he's selling it for. And it has conditions, it has rules. So, first of all, the Prophet is saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, that it is the right of the partner. He gave the verdict regarding shuf'a in every, and this is one of the conditions, undivided property. So, what is the meaning of undivided property? The Prophet says and explains in the same hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, but if the limits are defined, the borders are defined, this is yours, this is mine, the streets and the ways are fixed, then it is easy to identify that this portion of the land is yours, this portion of the land is mine. Likewise, if we have a big house and you have your own duplex and I have my own duplex, there is no sort of mixing in things. In this case, there is no shuf'a. What is shuf'a? The shuf'a is the right to protect my property. Me and this brother, we have a land and we are partners. But the land is undefined in the sense that there are no roads, there are no markings. I have 50% and he has 50%. But which 50%? This is not identified, and this is called musha', meaning that this is public between all of us. And we can't say that this is mine, this is yours. In this case, if I get a buyer and he says, listen, this is 100,000, I'll take your 50% of that plot. I say, okay. Islam says that my partner, if he hears of this, he has all the right to come and say, I object. Here is 100,000. He gives it to the buyer. The partner has no right in saying, I changed my mind, I don't want to sell. Or he cannot object and say, no, I don't want to sell it to you. I want to sell it to XYZ. This is not his right. As long as he's selling it, the owner, the other partner, has the right of shuf'a. The buyer does not have the right to object by saying, no, I don't want your 100,000. I want my share in the land. Because there is harm on the first partner, the one who did not sell. And usually, when there is partnership, there are always fights and a lot of argument, a lot of difference of opinion. So there's always something between the two partners. That is why Islam protects the right of both. The first partner who wants to sell, ya akhi, what do you want? The 100,000? He's giving it to you. Why are you objecting? The only reason he would object is because he doesn't want him to have an easy life. He wants him to suffer with a new partner. And the new buyer, this is not your right. Go and buy any other plot. The money you paid, here is your money. And the partner who is keeping the land, he is, alhamdulillah, feeling safe because now nobody's going to annoy him. With the previous partner, I'm stuck with him. Whether he's a good partner or a bad partner, I'm stuck. But with a new partner, I don't know how bad or evil he's going to be or he's going to affect my partnership. And this, again, happens a lot in partnership, a lot of enmity, a lot of friction, etc. Now, my friends or my partner's share can move or can be transferred either by selling. So if it's by selling, the partner has all the right to acquire it. This is shuf'a. If it's not selling, if it's by inheritance, if my partner dies, can I take his portion and pay for it? No, it is inherited. So his heirs would be entitled for having it. And also, if my partner gives it as a gift to someone, do I have the right to intervene for shuf'a? The answer is yes, because then I can estimate it and say to the one who it was given as a gift, how much would it charge marketplace? And I give him the money and take it from him. Now, scholars differ. The hadith is clear, but the hadith is specifically talking about real estate. What about if I have partnership in something else? For example, if my friend and I contributed and bought a car, and we have a driver working it as a taxi. So we have partnership in that car. We don't say that the front wheels are yours and the back wheels are mine, and the right door is yours, left door is mine. It cannot be defined. We cannot separate. In this case, does he, as a partner, have the right of shuf'a if I want to sell my portion to someone else? The answer is, it's an issue of dispute. And the most authentic opinion is that it is. Anything that two are partners in or more, if one wants to sell, the other has the right to acquire that. But what is the time frame for him to object? Some scholars say a day, 3 days, a little bit more, a little bit less. And the most authentic opinion is that there isn't any specific time frame. It depends on his knowledge and on his objection. For example, if I see my partner selling his portion in front of me and he's signing a contract and I don't say anything, or I say, Mabruk, may Allah bless your dealing. This is an approval. If I don't object to it, if I don't say anything to it, then this means that I am approving it, or I am not at least objecting. However, also it is important to not do any kind of tricks so that I would make it difficult for my partner. Some partners do this. So for example, I want to sell my portion, but I know that my partner will ask for shuf'a. So what do? I agree with the new buyer, and I say, listen, instead of selling it to you for 100,000, we'll ask for 300,000. So I say, halas, I'll give it to you for 300,000. My partner comes and says, no, you have no right. I have the right of shuf'a. I'll buy it. I say, okay, pay him 300,000. And it's actually 100,000, but I want to harm him. This is haram. You cannot do this because only Allah knows about such transactions and your intention, and Allah Azza wa Jal would hold you accountable on that. We move on to the following hadith, hadith number 292. Now, notice that the previous hadith was 283, and this one is 292. So why is the jump of 9 hadiths? Simply because we're following the order of the book of Sheikh Abdullah al-Bassam, may Allah have mercy on his soul. But the numbering is in accordance to the book of Umdatul Ahkam. Al-Sheikh al-Bassam thought that it would be appropriate to rearrange the numbers so that it would go side by side by the books of fiqh in the orders of the chapters. So hadith 292 is to be read by? Yes.
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, Allah's Prophet said, no one should prevent his neighbor from fixing a wooden peg in his wall. Abu Huraira said to his companions, why do I find you averse to it? By Allah, I certainly will throw it between your shoulders, narrate it to you, even if you don't like it.
May Allah be pleased with Abu Huraira. This hadith highlights the rights of a neighbor over his neighbor, not in the sense of being kind and doing this and not doing that, but in the sense of transactions as well. Because after we spoke about the rights of shuf'a, which is between the partners, now also there is the right of shuf'a between neighbors, which we did not talk about, but it might be relevant to mention it now. Scholars differ. They say, okay, if I'm a neighbor to someone else, and my neighbor, he's not my partner, he wants to sell his house, do I have the right to have shuf'a as well? Scholars say, no, you don't have the right to have shuf'a unless there are common grounds between you and him, in the sense that you share the same road, you share the same wall. He's not your partner, he's your neighbor, but because you're sharing something that may affect you negatively, then you may have the right of shuf'a. But if your houses are separate and there isn't anything common, you don't have the right of shuf'a. And the right of shuf'a is forced, not requested. With the partners, I'm forcing the buyer to take his money and leave. I'm forcing my partner who sold it to leave. In the case of a neighbor, I cannot do this unless there is common ground between us. There are things that we're sharing, and for someone to move in would harm me. Maybe he would raise the wall and look at my children and my family, and he's not like the previous neighbor, so this is different. In here, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as Abu Huraira indicates, is saying something that people usually do not like. And the Prophet is saying, alayhi salam, one should not prevent his neighbor from sticking his pig into the wall. You know, like a pillar, like something made of wood. Usually people need to build a higher wall or to have a roof or something like that. And Abu Huraira, when he narrated this hadith, may Allah be pleased with him, everybody was agitated and, what do you are saying? I don't want my neighbor to do this or that to my wall. And he said that even if you don't like it, I'm gonna throw it between your shoulders, and I'm gonna put it in your face in plain English, even if you don't like it, because this is a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.